Narrated Abu Dharr. While I was walking with the Prophet, peace be upon him, at the Harra of Al-Madina in the evening, the mountain of Uhud appeared before us. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Abu Dharr, I would not like to have gold equal to Uhud mountain for me, unless nothing of it, not even a single dinar, remains of it with me for more than 1 day or 3 days, except that single dinar which I will keep for repaying debts. I will spend all of it, the whole amount, among Allah's slaves like this, and like this, and like this. The Prophet, peace be upon him, pointed out with his hand to illustrate it, and then said, O Abu Dharr. I replied, Labbaik wa sa'daik, O Allah's Messenger. He said, those who have much wealth in this world will be the least rewarded in the hereafter, except those who do like this and like this, that is, spend their money in charity. Then he ordered me, remain at your place and do not leave, O Abu Dharr, till I come back. He went away till he disappeared from my sight. Then I heard a noise and feared that something might have happened to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and I intended to go to find out, but I remembered the statement of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, that I should not leave my place. So I kept on waiting, and after a while, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came. And I said to him, O Allah's Messenger, I heard a noise and I was afraid that something might have happened to you, but then I remembered your statement and stayed there. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, That was Jibril, Gabriel, who came to me and informed me that whoever among my followers died without joining others in worship with Allah would enter paradise. I said, O Allah's Messenger, even if he had committed illegal sexual intercourse and theft? He said, even if he had committed illegal sexual intercourse and theft.